Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I was calling a while ago, and this was about a charge for $67.32.
Okay, when did you call?
This was, 20 minutes ago or so.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, I don't want to be charged monthly on this. I don't want. I was not aware of the fact that I was, that the click or something lead to some kind of subscription. That was not something I'm aware of at all. And I also just wanted to cancel the charge $67.32 too.
Oh, when did you place your order?
I guess sometime around the 12th or something like that.
Oh, okay. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 61401.
Okay, 61401?
Yes.
61401. Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my first name is Walter. Last name is Schultz. S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, by the way. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, how are you guys doing? Are you located in California?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Because that's when I was looking through my bank record, through my statement over here, it came up California, and I'm like, whoa, okay. I haven't been there. I'm not trying to brag about anything, but I mean, I've been to a few places, and especially odd places, doing the work that I had done years ago. I know you might think it's odd, but I actually had spent some time in Kiev in Ukraine.
Okay.
And actually, to make it even a little bit more odd, I don't know if you're aware of this, but, you know, Chernobyl, or I should say the village of Pripyat, you know, Chernobyl is the plant, the nuclear power plant that, where there was an accident in 86.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that was not a minor accident. That was a pretty awful.
Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Yes.
Well, I was there in 1998. Now, it is a restricted area, though. And when I mean area, I don't just mean like a few miles out of town. No, 45 to 50 miles all around the town was completely fenced off. You can actually see some pictures online of what the place looks like now, but it was completely evacuated. Imagine going to a city where there at one point in time 85,000 people had lived, and everything was just left exactly the, you know, it was just completely abandoned and left the way it was when they had been living there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a ghost town. Yeah.
I think it's kind of pretty sad is what's going on in Ukraine. I really feel for the people. And it's just like, this is not for the stop. No time soon. This is just an ongoing crisis. And I just really feel for the people. They just being interrogated. In their own country, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like I said, I had been there in 1998. I was working with a magazine. I was working with a publisher. And, you know, I just, well, you may know this, but Ukrainians are not Russians. You know, that would be, you know, what the Russians are trying to pull, that would be like the United States going to Mexico stating that, oh, Mexicans are all Americans or something like that. And that's what it would be like, because Ukrainians are not Russians. Nothing close. Nothing even
They're nowhere close. I agree.
I mean, they may share some resemblance in terms of their languages, but it's not the same language.
It's not. They are not the same people. They're not
not.
Totally different.
Yes.
And Putin, he doesn't have a heart. He don't.
No,
he's
he
heartless. He's cold. He's cold and heartless. So I don't know how long this thing is going to continue, but Look like it's not going to stop no time soon. It's not going to end.
I don't think Putin has any chance of winning anything now, though.
Oh, my
I really
gosh.
Don't believe he does.
Is he sick? They saying they think he's dying or something and got canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and it could be. It could even be.
Oh,
it could even be
God.
True. I don't even know. Although I have to be honest, I don't wish him any wellness. I'll tell you that much. You know, I know
oh
it sounds
God.
Awful, maybe, but
yeah.
No, I have no heart for him. No.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord,
yeah.
Have mercy.
Okay,
Walter, I see where the
yes.
account was. Did you call in early? I see the account has been canceled, so. You shouldn't have no more further charges coming after that last charge. You shouldn't have no more charges. The whole thing has been canceled.
Okay. But is that charged for $67.32? Is that also reversed then?
I'm just looking at the account. No, they hadn't. Only thing I see is it's been canceled. I don't know anything about the reverse. Now they're not gonna refund it, but they can offer you some of like a 35% of that back, but you can't be fully refunded.
Okay, if I can get the 35% back of that, okay, that's better, because it
okay.
just puts me in a bad, you know. It,
I
it's
understand,
just,
yes, sir. Okay.
Because I was not, you know, through the, you know, how advertising comes up in bubbles and whatnot. I did not read any of that. I had no idea that that if you click on this or click on that to get anything, that suddenly you're subscribing and you're being charged this much. I mean, it doesn't say so in the advertising at all. I was not aware of anything like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand, because it everything, when you see something saying you won something, 9 times out of 10 is something that is later on you're going to be charged something. You had to really look a little
yeah.
deeper into it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Okay, so it looks like I'll be refunded something at least from the $67 then.
Yes,
okay.
sir. $23.
Well,
I'll give you $23.56 back.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. I appreciate your patience. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, you have a good holiday then, okay?
Okay, I'm going to give
you
a cancellation. I want to give you a cancellation code.
Oh, yes, yes.
So are you in the States right now? Are you?
Yes,
in...
I am.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
I'm in Illinois. I'm originally from Chicago, but right now I've been living, well, for the past 10 years, just about 10, almost 10 years, 9 years, I've been living in Galesburg, Illinois, a small
okay.
town a little further away from, like it's kind of funny. I'm originally from Chicago, and now I'm living closer to Iowa than I am to Chicago.
Okay.
And,
yes, I always wanted to visit New York, the Big Apple, New York City. But since that
mm-hmm.
thing happened with the world, since that thing happened with the World Trade Center, no,
yeah.
I'm kind of afraid to go there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was there several times because the work I was doing, the company's main offices were there, and I was only there. I wasn't working through New York. It's just that about every other year there was a conference, like a week-long conference, and people out of our office and whatnot, we were flown out there and stayed for about a week, not too far away from Town Square, Times Square.
Oh,
even,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
But again, that was work-related. That had to do with, in education, you know, in several classes that we took for about a week or so over 10 years ago. And so we would be staying there around Times Square, you know, and we'd have some time to go out, but not that much, you know.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right, well.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you, Walter, for calling in.
Okay,
and
well,
you
thank
should
you. Thank you.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling Customer Support, and you should receive that refund, that $23.56 back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.